just a good old boy.
Obama's gonna put you in jail.
Never meaning no harm.
You guys are all gonna go to jail.
Be tall, you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
I'm coming day and night.
Three times a week,
get together,
everybody party and have a good time.
But we tortured some folks.
Hitler had plans.
See through all of your lies, Barack Obama, you wicked, wicked devil!
Don't bitch kick him!
Football pussies.
Go ask you.
Holy shit, man! That's the other building! That's terrorist!
Other building?
That's terrorist, bro! That's fucking terrorist!
Hello, my little trolls, my little sock puppets.
You're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the terror mats and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Chronicle.su Hate Radio is brought to you proudly by Leave a Joker Incorporated, home of the Hatenest Half Hour on the Internet. The Internet Chronicle.su is brought to you by Terror Max, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only solution to your back pains. It does not... Okay, look, you can take that stuff for your back and it feels great, right? But you can take Terror Max and you'll feel just plain awful. Isn't that what you really want? We're going to get Wild Bill on the line. Bringing him up right now. Recording a little Hate Radio. I wish I had a drum set out here.
You reached Billy Walsh. Give me a message.
Well, Bill, this is James. Call me if you want to do Hate Radio. And we'll get this party started. Got it, Chief? P.S. I'm really high. We'll see how he responds to that. Well, yeah,
hello.
You hear me on this?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Are we on Prank Conversation Radio?
we're on Prank Call Radio.
Prank Quest Radio.
Hey, why are you prank calling me right now?
You pranked.
You pranking me?
You just got pranked, bro.
When Barrett Brown told you to tell me... Wait, what?
Memes itself is now meme. You just say the word memes again and again.
That's the new meme. Memes are the new meme. I got a...
Yeah, but you got to be in on it to even know what that means. Because, yeah, you know...
Did you hear that new Terramax ad?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
No, I didn't. You want me to play it for you? I haven't heard it. I just downloaded it. But I'm playing for the people for the recording. Yeah.
Play it for the folks at home. Oh, man.
I mean, it might get some echo for a second while I turn my volume way up. This seems like it's huge. This is... So much to make
all right. You want to take your fucking Terramax? You want to do this right now? All right. You want to be sick or you want to take your Terramax? That's all we're asking you. Because you're sick in the fucking head. You gotta get this pill in your body. Right now, see? You get this Terramax in you. See? And you never felt so alive in your life. What? It feels good, and it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
And that was Christopher DeMelka reading that. amazing job with the voice acting there. Christopher DeMilka, he's a great, great asset to our fake, fake world here.
Christopher DeMilka is this, like, real life, like, he's the resin that you scrape off the bowl.
I was watching a documentary on it was about game theory. And that's all, that's what DeMilka's whole thing is game theory. It's based, I think he did it purposefully, knowing that game theory has become the foundation for our, belief system in a way, and especially in the U.S. Do you know about this? There was this documentary I watched called the, what was it called? Anyway, it was on Dave Columbia's feed. Dave Columbia tweeted it out.
Dr. Anyway, David Columbia. Famous tweets left and right.
I'd like to recommend this to everybody.
I'm stuffing my face right now.
So they don't have to listen to it, so that they can be satisfied with a mere headline. Game theory was actually, I think they mentioned of this mathematician, John Nash, and it was, it's kind of this paranoid mindset where everyone's out to get you, and it was originally invented for, nuclear terror. The leaders of the country were so terrified of nukings and should they nuke or not, that they made this computer program that told them not to nuke, I guess.
The computer program said if you nuke, things will go totally bonkers.
We're going to get nuked. Yeah.
They had to put mutually assured destruction into a computer to make sure that it actually meant mutually assured destruction.
Yeah, and I think that this was like some analytical guys coming in with notebooks, you know, and calculators and saying, I'm sorry, generals, you're not allowed to nuke anymore. And this is the Rand Corporation, right? Or, you know, this is when you nuke. They were the ones who decided really when to nuke and when not to nuke. And that was why they invented game theory, was to tell that. And this has been expanded into, like, psychiatry even, is what the documentary is going on to where the whole basis of thinking for the way people get their psychiatry in the U.S. is based on this weird paranoid thing that turned everybody into sickness and forged this new image of what you should be. And that was what the documentary was.
Everybody's an illness, but there is still this golden ideal.
No,
well,
it was
meant to
definitely help, right?
Yeah.
And which is what Hitler did positively. He had this positive definition of health in each of us, right? But it's really the same thing. It's just the way you state it. It's like saying that's a big empty hole over there, isn't it? And you're like, no, hell no, that's a bunch of ground with a cave in it, right?
Sure is bad over
and
there.
That has been the basis also for Menelka's sci-fi / Mormon / you name it, theology. Now he's just doing this kind of, he's turned into some kind of odd, he's a really unwell thought out social media star. Like, he was able to score one big hit, but that was it.
Yeah, DeMilka is the ultimate, the guy who goes, like, a queer says what? And you go, what? He goes, oh, so you admit it. You're a queer.
He puts these ideas where there are nothing.
Just this big wall, and you can't think past him. You can't think an inch past the milk of man. Or he'll bust you down right there and say, I'm the messenger.
And if you ever try to get ahead of the milk, he'll publicly embarrass you and call you out in front of the whole group.
Well, I got ahead of him once on that radio show where he quit Anonymous the next week. You remember that?
We have the clip. This would be a good time to edit it in. And you guys were talking about, he was using that game theory shit with those, like, old world references.
And you came.
The way he was talking about Anonymous was just ridiculous and stupid.
It was like he wasn't thinking of Anonymous really to talk about.
Like, he just didn't even know. I was like, "What Anonymous are you anyway? There's so many." And he had no. He had just nothing to say. He said, "This was." He was the best, man.
He must have thought that because Anonymous protested Scientology, that if he could just get his hooks into Anonymous, in some way,
he
would validate
it. He had no idea that Anonymous had ever had anything to do with Scientology. And I think as soon as his followers and some people close to him learned about what Anonymous was and what he had just done and the direction he had gone, they were probably stricken with this incredible fear that they were going... Because we all have their lives with, like, these other people they're reading about in Scientology and so on, and all other anonymous things, right?
It would reactivate that old 4chan hate engine of doxing people and, like, ordering child prostitutes to their house, or whatever they were doing.
That would never happen with Namunka, though. I don't think anyone would care because they just get bored of him. They saw that one ridiculous video where it was just hilarious for about a minute, and it went viral, I think, because it was so, you know, all the comments were like, what the fuck, you know, because it was such a perfect, you know, it could have been a parody of the way this whole game theory stuff, and especially with the kind of rebellion of the Anonymous suddenly turned so lame like that, you know. It was came out of left field.
Yeah. What if Anonymous really had become so lame that it went for a religion suddenly?
What might happen with Namelka is he's had this one taste of viral fame, right, with this one video, and he knows this is he's given it up, but I think now that he's, you know, I don't know if he's, what's the deal with his wife and him are. If that gets increasingly bad for him, you know, he's going to probably go back to the Anonymous thing, even though he's quit. And I bet he's going to become wise to why the video was popular in the first place. And maybe he'll be able to do, you know, put that costume on and get some laughs.
I like when he wears the costume.
That is ridiculous. That costume is the best. I mean,
he had like a team come up with
that costume from the screen. What do you think first?
He looks like a kid at Halloween who has only barely heard of Anonymous and he just wants to be cool. Like he was one of those kids that showed up to the Scientology protest wearing the homemade Guy Fawkes mask.
Oh my god.
That's what he reminds me of.
But because of that hair. And the hair doesn't even make any sense. It's like...
He looks like an old guy trying, just clinging to how hip he used to be able to act.
You know what that hair is? It's old medieval, kind of old medieval lord's hair, right?
Like a bad guy. He looks like a bad guy, though, because it slicks back.
That hair goes on top of some shriveled, shrunken, sunken, bony face that's condemning you to try by fire. They're gonna look over your skin for marks that make you the devil's mark, right? He's about to order that on you. Look over his skin. I believe he has the devil mark on him somewhere. If you find it, kill him.
So,
but he's also got
he's got a little meat on his bones though. He's not a scrappy little dude like Tales from the Crypt. He's got this. Namelka's got a belly and stuff. He's just a fat,
he's like
lazy dad.
Tall, blonde, Fabio, right?
That's how he sees himself.
Well, that's how all his grandma, hundreds of thousands of grandmothers sending him money, all see him as.
They still think he's their like 40-year-old like the Prince Charming.
He looks just like the Jesus in this picture I found at Goodwill. Right?
You should put tweet a picture of that, Jesus.
Well, it's not really a picture I found, because well, I just mean any picture, but... I don't have any Jesus pictures at all.
You acted like you were there, and you just picked it up.
if I do have a Goodwill Jesus picture somewhere, it surely looks like Christopher Milken. But he's got the Fox mask on, and he's got the leather suit, right? Some kind of space suit.
The anonymous video. It's like a fake leather.
It looks like underwear, like the Mormon underwear kind of. Have you ever seen that?
No. Maybe
it,
I don't know.
But you know about the sacred Mormon underwear, right?
I know about it. It's the shape. I can hear myself a little
temple
bit.
Garments.
Throw me off.
You'll be. It's a temple garment. No, it doesn't really look that much like the temple garments that I'm looking at.
I gotta get a rug in here. Like,
I don't get it, man.
I got. Oh, man. I just got. You know. It's a pretty good night. What you been doing?
I just saw Rogue One, and let me tell you, I felt the cold chill out of the future.
Really?
In this deepest uncanny valley I've ever seen. And this is a profound thing in the movie if you're into any kind of futurism type of stuff. This is...
What happened?
You remember... when we saw the dead man dancing with the dust, the Red Devil vacuum or whatever, right?
What are you talking about?
We're kids. It was a commercial. That featured a dead person edited in. Well, I saw in Rogue One, there's a character from Star Wars, Episode 4, the first film, you know, The New Hope. And his name is Christopher Williams or something. No, that's not him.
It's Christopher Nemelka.
No. Grand Moff Tarkin is the character's name. He's like that medieval lord I was describing earlier. He has this sunken, dark face, and he's the one who says, "Fire when ready," and gives all the commands of the...
Fire when ready.
You may fire when ready. Peter Cushing is his name, and he is dead, and they CGI'd him back into the movie.
Really?
And yeah, really. And his acting is, well, you can't call acting, it's animation. It's not, it's animation. You can tell immediately, you can tell this is CGI, this is animation, not from the photorealism is right, but his face moves in the way a cartoon character moves, showing you every little...
Like a little... he enunciates.
And the way he speaks as well is...
They say to do that when you're talking on the radio, so that you enunciate your words better.
Yeah, well, I don't do that.
I don't either.
Sorry, if you don't understand me, you're not gonna... But Grand Moff Tarkin... My God, dude. Peter Cushing. He said something like he didn't really like the Star Wars.
What did he say?
He's dead now. He can't say anything about his own appearance.
Star Wars killed him, and that's how people inferred that it upset him.
No, the actor is dead.
Right, that's what I mean. He was so displeased with how the movie came, it just killed him.
That he killed him?
Yeah, like,
he died years ago.
He died before the movie came out, and they just CGI'd him in.
Yeah, they just CGI'd him in because they wanted the same character to look the same. They didn't want to hire a lookalike.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that that raises some legal issues, because using someone's likeness like that, like, do you pay their estate or what? There seem to be some...
Yeah, but you have to... The thing that's terrifying about it is what this represents to me is animation that is... It's animation that is...
It's cheating.
You've got to see the way... No, it's Uncanny Valley, man. And it's the deepest pit in the Uncanny Valley that I've ever seen in my life.
Because that guy's supposed to be dead.
That's what I'm so freaked out about.
And you're looking at it.
No, I'm just trying to explain to you the circumstances of there's some injustice about that, of course, but also there's this horrible uncanny valley, man.
Yeah, but why is it so horrible?
It's almost impossible to explain, but the muscles in his face do things that are, like, no actor could do, only could be done in animation. Like, you could do 1,000 takes, and you'd get that one scene right. But he's doing that one scene that's just perfect.
He's doing it better than the actors on screen, but not quite.
He's like 5 times better. The animation is 5 times better than any actor I've ever seen, and that's what makes it. It's taken all the humanity out of it, and it's just a humanless human. And that's what it. That's what it is.
There's more humanity in a cartoon. No.
Well, it's a purified, idealized dose that can't possibly exist in a person. So it's like you reject it because it's fake, but it's close, but not there.
You reject it because it's fake, but that's like the only thing I can jerk.
No, you know, everybody who saw it with me was like, that was excruciating. I wanted to die, is the type of things they were saying. And I wanted to die too, because it ended in a second CGI of the living actors.
What are they doing with all this fucking CGI? Did they not get the picture that people like, just the models and the the animatronic shit?
They have to throw in Princess Leia as a young woman. They can't just pick someone who looks like her. Why
not?
It
would be so easy to find a lookalike, because so many chicks do it perfectly at those cosplays and stuff.
Right. And even if she wasn't a lookalike, even if it was just an actress who looked vaguely the same but was dressed up and knew what character it was, what difference does that make?
You know, they're robbing you of an authentic experience, a connection between you and who was supposed to be
Princess
Leia.
If I was an actor, I would be terrified, because this performance is just...
Because you know it's CGI, they're kind of taking something away from you, because you have to fall in love with her a little bit to, take the journey with that character, and that it's just a fucking it doesn't exist, it's not a person really, but it is, but it's not really there.
I think if you were a little kid and you knew that this person was a person, you didn't think it was CGI, right? Because you couldn't tell, and you wouldn't know if you weren't an adult.
It wouldn't matter. You'd be like, hey, there's the character I like.
I think they would be freaked out as well. It would be, there's this aversion that you feel to these animated people that are that close to realistic, photorealistic.
Final Fantasy, Spirits Within, really went too far.
Final Fantasy is you're driving into the uncanny valley, and you're like on, you're not even.
Did you see the movie? Right? It was just CGI people.
But once you get there, man, once you get down to the fucking bottom of the uncanny valley, that's where I felt like I've been, man. I felt like I was at the absolute limit of the uncanny valley, as far as you can go there.
Maybe you belong there, maybe that's where you feel at home, and you should just
it's just my feelings. Well, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's anything more than that. That's true.
I think we could go back and revisit that feeling again. Let's start at the beginning.
Well, all I have to do is go to the movie again. And I think you need to see that this, it's more scary, it's more of a thing to me than when I saw a 3D movie. 3D movie, that doesn't impress me much. What does that do for me? That's pretty cool to watch The Hobbit and fly through the air and stuff, and it's fun. Like an Avatar too, you fly around. That's pretty cool. But this simulated, completely simulated person that has all the right picks at the right moment. Oh my god.
Well, don't they just make a human do the models anyway, and then like they do all the acting, and then they just attach these skins to them
and animate their muscles and stuff. The motion capture technology.
Maybe what it is that has garbled the expression enough to be horrifying. I don't know. Whatever it is, the facial expressions, if you watch it, you will know it's not real. You will know that this is an animated person, not a person person. But it's so close to being a person that you immediately become suspicious and think they're a body snatcher just looking at them. I mean, if you don't feel that way when you see this, I would be surprised. I won't even have to tell you which character it is. You'll see this one character.
Maybe they just did a really bad job on him.
Oh my
because
God.
You're not supposed to be able to understand.
They did a really great job. It was better than any CGI animated photorealistic face I've ever seen. It was the best of all. And that's what made it the most creepy and the most uncanny.
It was time to take your terror, Max. Right about that moment is when you want to pop one.
Well, that's the moment when everybody in the whole theater took Terramax, and because this character only appeared, you know, he appeared and said, and fired this laser. You know, he was like, fire the laser.
He showed up
and they shoot
commando.
Yeah, and they blow up some shit. Yeah.
I don't know what to say to that. That's not where I expected it to go.
You didn't want to believe it.
This is that's the guy that does it. Is the fucking the evil piece of shit is the guy that they made a CGI so that you look at him and you feel the uncanny valley and you're like, man, fuck this guy, fuck this piece of shit, and then he does some kind of weird uncanny valley thing, like ordered that genocide, would it fire the lasers? Like the to kill the planet.
When I saw Carrie Fisher though at the very end, they hit you in the end with her as a CGI, as a young woman, and it's kind of like rubbing it in your face. Look what we can do now. Look at this technology.
They're showing it off.
I also felt at the same moment the same aversion, like the way she was. You know what it was. Was this is what I would imagine Bill K. Dick's replicants to behave like. The really advanced one that can almost pass off, but is really just hiding there. Like if you saw this person that in public, he was trying to blend in, you might feel...
It's kind of like, it uses the actor, too, because... They're like, haha, Carrie Fisher, we don't fucking need you anymore. We made your body, your like sexy Leia slave body, into a CGI. We can manipulate you any way we want. Like, I bet they sit in the studio and fucking they're like, yeah, now spread her legs apart.
For real. I mean, it won't be long before. Right now, there are some very rich porn people probably making some backroom deals, smoking some stogies with the. LucasArts.
George Lucas is like, yo, can you hook me up with an even higher definition version of this Leia? I like to get close.
And Disney is actually in charge. Walt Disney is. He's about to come back to life in a big way.
Walt. Well, they're going to reanimate Walt Disney with this technology, and he's going to come out of it and kill everybody in the room and sit down and draw himself doing it by hand. He was anti-Semitic. He'll kill some Jews, too, while he's out.
He was against a lot of things.
He was just a good old tall white guy doing the tall white guy's business, opening theme parks and shit, wearing a big top hat. I got this newspaper today. You want to hear some news out of the small town paper?
Yeah, let's see what's going on in your world. I've been ranting on for 10 minutes ago.
Newport man bound to grand jury charged with two counts of attempted first-degree murder. Let's go to page 4A.
Some guy in an area, man, did it.
Area man.
Here we go.
Well, you better watch out for area man. He could be right next door.
All right. Cock. Jimmy Charles Lane, 52. They called him Jimmy Chuck Lane for short.
Yeah.
And they put his address in here, which I think is kind of fucked up. Like, whose side are you on, paper?
Was bound over to the so-and-so county grand jury for charges of 2 counts of first-degree murder, reckless endangerment, 2 counts of aggravated assault, aggravated arson, and public intoxication in connection with an incident where he set a mattress on fire while a female and male were asleep on it. Wait, this guy's crazy. He set the bed on fire.
You did get an accident.
And he turned, no, because he turned around and he said, I told you I'd do this. Lane was charged during general sessions, blah, blah, blah. Patrolman.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. They always hide the good stuff, like... Patrolman so-and-so observed an orange glow and smoke coming from a back bedroom. He then came in contact with this dude who said Lane was still inside the residence and he was refusing to leave. Oh, that was the chick. Trinity. Both Douglas and Billy Woody went inside the residence where they found Lane sitting in the living room in a wheelchair. They removed him out of there. Dude, what was he doing in a wheelchair? So this chick says that she and the other victim were asleep and woke up to the mattress on fire. Lane was reportedly sitting at the doorway, smiling and mumbling words to them. According to the report, Lane told Sells, I told you I was going to get you.
He was telling them about Pizzagate when they came in.
Oh man, he was just sitting there mumbling at him.
He was like, them damn pedophiles are everywhere. And I gotta get him out of my house.
He said, I told you I was gonna get you. Holy shit, this guy went insane.
They have Hillary bitches, you know, saying stuff like that.
This guy had the big politics bouncing around in his head.
Yeah, man. Did you hear this story about Pizzagate? There are people out there who have said that Hunter Thompson's writings are all actually true, and that he's just been telling the world about Pizzagate all along. And the Pizzagater in this post on Reddit said that they're a cabal harvesting, you know, like adrenochrome.
Oh yeah.
And pineal glands out of people's,
which is fake.
They're eating people's glands they're synthesizing chemicals out of your glands. And also they're, of course, like Peter Thiel, hooked up to the children and taking their blood so they can live forever. That's what Hillary did how could she be sick, but she's also using child blood infusions to be live forever? I don't get that. That's kind of a basic contradiction as usual.
She's got them in tubes and stuff, and just they're in stasis like the aliens in Independence Day.
Do you think they're on adrenochrome?
I bet it's pumping, it's just like drilling their spine with a drill, like, so that they constantly secrete adrenaline, and life-saving adrenaline.
Do you think that some of these people who believe in Pizzagate will want to be elites, you know, naturally want to climb the social ladder?
Yeah, I think these are the kind of people who use that, too. I know of a young lobbyist who... her achievements were really good, and she had some, like, not-so-dangerous ideas. I think she wanted to do it for the right reasons, but she was so bullied by these types of people who are in these weird cabals where they just are trading information and stuff for this one purpose, just to, like, drag people down. And she got caught. She got her arm caught in there, and they really made her feel bad about herself, and she killed herself.
She got her arm, you know, your entire story totally bleeped out from the phone lines being hijacked by the whatever cabal it is.
It was too much information at one time coming through the line. our line is like, slow the fuck down.
Probably it'll be on the recording, so I'll sound like a dumbass, but occasionally that happens, you know.
Like, dude, sometimes this shit happens. Sometimes you don't hear the whole story.
I didn't hear any of it. I heard, I have a friend and she suicided. The rest in between was just...
We might as well have been just playing Civilization while we pass trying to follow this. I smoked some weed today, and I could not stop laughing, man. It is really good stuff. It made me retarded. And I started doing all this crazy stuff, and I just couldn't keep it together. I was laughing at everything, and I would try to use the computer, and I couldn't even put in my password because I was laughing so hard. Like, I just couldn't get to it, and I really needed...
Oh, and you're probably on a crash right now. That's why I'm doing all this talking, right?
I am sort of on a come down. But, well, no, because I'm still really high. But, yeah, crashing in a way, but definitely fried.
Yeah, the same thing.
And I got more stuff. I got more coals in the fire.
You got wet holes in the fire?
You know? Wet holes.
You got holes in the fire.
I told this guy the other day that I said, oh no, I can't get high right now. I have to go in here and I don't remember what I said, like take care of a guy, like babysit him or something. And they were like, what do you mean take care of a guy? And I said, I gotta go in the bathroom in here and jerk a guy off in the bathroom. So leave me to my business. And they were like, what? Really? And because they believed me, I was just like, these people are so fucking stupid. I'm just gonna have to let them believe that. And I said, yeah, I'm going in here. I'm gonna jerk some dudes off $10 a head. And I said it just like that, and I turned around and walked in the building. Because these fucking people are so stupid, they'll believe that shit. The people I work with. You know what I mean? How stupid are they? They're so stupid. They believed I was jerking guys off. I don't know. And they were like, wow, why would he just tell us that, you know? We're kind of looking at each other. And, I don't know, man. You can't even joke about banging a glory hole around certain people.
Oh, yeah? You tell the wrong joke to somebody?
They're just some kids. Kids believe anything. They're like, wow, you know, that's what the world is like. They told me, hey kids, I'm gonna go in here and bang this glory hole. There's a crack rock gonna come through it if I'm good.
You know, they don't say that to their children.
No, these kids are about 18 or 19 or 20, so I figure it's their fault for believing it. You should be able to recognize bullshit when you hear it.
That's a lesson that you can never go without.
Right, I was doing them a solid, really.
I wonder what it was like to be a human being. How it felt to not have advertisements targeting you in these cynical, mathematically derived ways.
I like the way it was when we were kids because the toy commercials were so fucking good. There were toy commercials year round back then.
That's what I'm saying is that they're so good. It was just being like your brain is just a bombing target for these ads that are so good that they press all your buttons. You know,
do you remember how up close the shots would be on the action figures and stuff? And they would be in these real situations, and you're like, wow, yeah, they did that. They would have, like, little walls built for them and castles and stuff.
And the commercials were so much... When you got the toys, they sucked, because the commercials were so better.
They, well, they were just shot. I remember how well they were shot, because I would think, like, okay, this doesn't look like the commercial, but if I forced my brain to do some things, I could, like, make it like the commercial. They were year-round, Bill.
There's ones that were the sharks with the big teeth.
And they had skates or something.
Yeah, they did all sorts of
shit. And they said Jawsome.
Yeah, the new Power Rangers movie, I saw the trailer for it today at the moon. When I saw Star Wars, the Uncanny Star Valley Star Wars, because I'm looking at all these action figures.
I didn't like the Power Rangers ever. I buried the Power Ranger. That was the most fun I ever had with one.
I couldn't even. The reason I couldn't remember it is because it hardly looked like Power Rangers, and you didn't even see them morph into their new. You didn't even see the new suits, really. And these kids are just like, you see this whole group of kids getting picked on at school, and
Power Rangers
they form a group, and then they go out to some fucking slime pit and stick their hands in it, and all of a sudden they become like super strong, and they can jump like hundreds of feet.
They didn't have to do any training or anything. They're like, whoa, we just got these powers now.
That's right.
They're not relatable at all, because, and they kind of don't seem to know what to do with the powers.
No, dude, it was way more relatable than the original Power Rangers, where it was just senselessly given to a random group. This seems to be, okay, they're beaten down and misfits, and okay, they're exploring in a mucky pit because of it or something, and here they get these powers that are given to them. So it's like Spider-Man. It's just like, you show someone in a low spot and you bring them back up, right? And man, you didn't see anything, though. It was a pretty good teaser, I guess, if that's what you're supposed to do with it, is tease.
Because the kids are going to go and they want to see their suits.
But it also felt like it had more relatability than the
they want to see them suits. They want to see their suits. Their zoot suits. Bill. All right, I think we lost Bill. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Wild Bill Walsh. Kilgore Trout of the Internet Chronicle. Chronicle.su Hate Radio is brought to you proudly by the good men and women, and especially those hardworking men and beautiful women of Lebel Joker Incorporated. Lebel Joker is proud to present the all-new Terramax. Terramax Extreme. Take your Terramax now. Get that pill. Thanks, and good night, and get the fuck out of here. And stop listening to this show and do something with yourself. Oh, my God. Hey.
Hey, man. Where'd you go?
I think it's... I'm just too far out in the goddamn woods.
You're out in the woods, man.
That's the fact of life right now, is I'm in the woods. And it's cold tonight. I got this space heater cranked to the Terror Max right now.
Yeah, I just tweeted you a picture of a guy who has been taking Terror Max for years.
Is he still alive and healthy, as they claim?
He is immortal and beyond such concepts as health.
Let's take a look at this motherfucker. It's going to take a while for Twitter to boot up.
Oh, never mind then. You gotta do a rigmarole, don't you?
The old login. I got my mentions open here. The satnet reset, hey. So I got data again.
Yeah, won't last.
All your data! That guy took down his videos where he pretends to be George Carlin.
He's probably on too many cringe websites.
Joe Mania! Yeah, this is...
Show business,
this
baby.
Is, I forgot you why you even sent me this action figure. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Anything. I didn't really send you... I didn't send that.
You sent me a link... to this action. Joe Benja, where do you put all that data?
Man, this is weird. I just found this action figure here that it's a grizzled Marine paratrooper. And he's got this face painted on him that is grizzled, but he has the eyelashes and eyebrows of a beautiful woman, and also the lips of a woman. But he has the pug nose of a tough warrior. It's very off-putting. Here, let me send you it.
Yeah, just send me all the pictures you can send me tonight.
You got Twitter loaded up? Here you go.
Ready to look at pictures. We should do Show Kilgore porn game, because I think I got another kind of porn.
I don't want to do that again. That makes me uncomfortable.
Did you get
doing that live? You send me any kind of clothes, I'll react. That was actually a kind of interesting discussion, though.
Yeah, the new kinds of porn were so funny, man. Because they would be these... They would have these long hoses or something if their character was supposed to be an elephant. You would have, like, a realistic elephant cock. But it'd be really cartoony and childlike all around the rest of the character. They'd have those big, happy eyes, the glassy, happy, smiling eyes. And then just this gnarly, veiny cock. You could see the hair on its balls.
Pretty weird, huh?
But the rest of the animal, it would have like a poorly defined tail. And everything else is just cartoon-like. It has these human, like... I don't know.
He looks like he's wearing, like, smeared shit on his face, though, really.
This action figure?
Yeah.
It does look like he's got, like, chin horns. Tusks. We're still talking about this guy with the pee on his chest. Or no, this other picture. Well, look at his shiny face. Rocky, Marine paratrooper.
Rocky the Marine paratrooper. He's gonna get you.
He's got this glossy face. It looks like they rubbed oil or a polish on him. But just his face, because his hands are still dry. It looks ridiculous. He looks like a Broadway actress just sitting doing makeup.
A Broadway actress.
He looks like a painted up whore. He looks like a painted up whore. He's a good guy, though. And this guy would come down on a parachute with his machine gun out. It would help you feel safe. You know, that would have been the worst job, right? A Marine paratrooper? Because you have to jump from a plane into enemy territory and fight your way out. Like, rip a big gash in the front line. Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm just sitting here, man, listening to you go on about this paratrooper, man. He's going to do it. Imagine him taking a garrote up to the back of someone and just choking him out. You know?
He's got that look in his glazed eyes, like he's killed so many people that way.
And that's why he keeps such a pretty face, because he knows he's with the Grim Reaper.
And he's shiny, so he's, like, scary to look at. He's kind of fits the Uncanny Valley.
You see how his name is? No, that's not Uncanny Valley. That's a cartoon.
It makes
Uncanny
me feel
Valley
like a...
is when it's incredibly realistic.
Yeah, if you zoom in on his face, he is realistic.
That's creepier. No, that's no way. He looks like a cartoon, man. That's a cartoon.
He looks like a killer.
I can count the paint brush strokes, man. That's not realistic.
He's real.
He must be really high if you think that's realism. Right there. That's it. Okay, I've got his face filling my whole screen.
Me too.
Now I feel like his lip is just scary. I don't get it.
Like somebody cut it off.
Nah, he's just got this. No, I'm starting to look realistic. I'm starting to feel like I'm looking at a real person. This is weird.
He has a history. Those eyes are painted perfectly.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
A history.
Eyes are the most cartoon-looking part of all, though.
Yeah, they're but most... look at the pain and the sadness of him snapping necks.
That's the thing. He's so emoting. He's emoting so effectively because it's such a just a simplistic kind of caricature type of deal there. You know, it's...
Yeah, he's a caricature.
Got black lines. He's got just black lines instead of eyelashes, you know? They're so much... They're more expressive than the real thing, is what I'm saying. And that's what was up with this character. This animated dead actor.
Rocky? You mean Rocky?
No, Rocky is a lot different than that. But the thing, both are cartoons, though. They're both cartoons that are just, you know, painted up by hand. Just because one looks like a photo and it's animated perfectly doesn't mean that it's not animation. They're both fucking caricatures. Caricatures. Rocky. And his name is in quotations on the box, which means he probably has he's probably wearing makeup because he's about to go out on the town and pick up some ladies. He's got to look fine. That's why he's wearing makeup. Rocky.
He's down there in Saigon looking for some ladies.
That's
it.
That's what he calls him. That's what he named. That's what he, when he goes out to pick up the hookers, he calls himself Rocky. And he puts on eyeliner.
I'm sorry.
His face is horribly asymmetrical. Like, the left side of his face, or the right side of the screen, it's just like he's really fat on one side of his head, like he's a fat man. And the other side of his head, he's like a fucking fatless child. Just has a flat.
Yeah, he's thin and young on one side, and the other side, it's like the sun's been hitting him.
Fat and old. And his eye is kind of drooping on that old side, too.
Like the sun is just stroking him out over there.
Yeah, he's got some serious medical condition there. Like, fluid building up. Even his ear looks like it's full.
I'm just looking at his face. And... This is one of the funniest fucking pictures I've ever seen. This guy, when he goes around town.
After
he paratroops in new town. And he goes to the Saigon whorehouses. And he calls himself Rocky. I can't talk. Jeez. He's going to...
Have you seen this other one, right? The muscles, right?
Oh. What'd you say?
You know the one I'm talking about?
Oh.
The first one I tweeted you?
The action figure.
Yeah, the guy with the other action figure, the 90s action figure, the guy with the, giant, I don't know what you, the upper arm, forearm? No, the. Anyway, he's got these giant muscles. And then there's this, like, weird foreskin at the end of his muscle that, like, this smooth, unmuscled forearm comes out of. And the forearm is really short, you know?
It's like he's been working out on the wrong side and just only doing one side.
He doesn't have abs at all. He just has like a rib cage sticking out. It's what it looks like.
A tiny little waist. His waist is the most narrow part of his whole body.
His waist is narrower than his arm.
Even his wrists are are just about like as thick as his whole waist.
What is he? He's got like his hands just like in the squat pose too,
like a gorilla.
He's like, I'm gonna pinch you so hard, like. And I think P is for pinching. I think he's Pinch Man, and he's just built up muscles for pinching only, right?
The Pinch Man. Is this guy's... What's his real name?
I don't know. I can look it up right now, though.
Where'd you get this figure?
I'm looking at the URL. I got it off of Google searching. Oh, no, here it is. Okay, let's see here. I got the info on it. I got the info on this guy right here. I'll read it for you.
Hey, I just paratrooped into town. I was checking out your whorehouses. Name's Rocky.
Your name? Ultra Force?
No.
Oh. Let's see here. What is this character's name? It doesn't even tell you the character's name. But they do tell you it's from Ultra Force, so I'll look that up.
Who gives a shit about this guy, though?
Well, I do. I mean, we're having fun talking about
him. I don't know this character, though. I didn't know I didn't know Rocky either, but...
Rocky's good on you, yeah?
Rocky!
Okay, we can skip this guy if you don't care about him. He's got these...
I don't know him.
No, he's not very funny yet. So we start talking about him for a while. Let's see.
He's just got wavy hair. He looks
some of these
like an action figure. Like they had the molds for a gorilla already, like for Donkey Kong or something. They said, "Well, we still got these arms. How about this guy?" Because why else arms like that?
I don't know who designed those arms, but they did a really creepy.
This guy is just arms. His arms are his whole body. Why would anybody do that?
Oh, God knows.
I think there are dudes that do that, though, right? They do bodybuilding competitions, and they look all grotesque and weird. You boys been smoking that dope? You boys been, toking the reefer?
Yeah. What's it to you?
Oh, that's some skunky shit. Well, I think here's a good time to end the show. I was gonna play some video games anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I made you laugh for so long. Oh. You were dying. That's it. That's what you did.
That was Radio Gaga. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. This caught me by surprise. He calls himself... Yeah, man. Dude, that was funny. I got, I've been playing Civ.
Yeah, how's that doing? How's your Civ world? What are you doing? Who are you?
My fucking, my empire was getting pretty big there.
I kind of go crazy with the war. That's just my thing now.
Yeah, war is cool. You can still change their world when you fuck with them via war. Like, then they have to focus on the war and it just drains their resources and stuff.
I mean, you can have these... If you run the war strategically, there's no reason not to do it usually. Yeah. I mean, that's what I think.
Yeah, if you can, like, pinch them in and hold them down and just... I had a couple of units stranded
they were on the wrong side of my continent, and they couldn't get past my dudes, and I just kept leveling up my guys all the way to experience 100 on these guys that I had trapped on my continent that belonged to Queen of England. And I was just, because you could get like unlimited XP off of them.
Oh.
As long as you don't kill them, and you keep them hitting you, and you hitting them, and then they fortify to heal, you hit them some more.
Man, you were waging war simply to level up.
Yeah.
Single units. Imagine that if there was a single unit that had been at war with some shitty little country, who's killing the product of their labor. Again, maybe that's what South Korea is doing, North Korea, and so on.
You think one day he'll nuke South Korea when he gets old?
What they have now is I heard some horrible things today. I was watching, and this might just be lies, but sanctions have been so bad for their population, you know, about the great big famine in the 90s. But since then, it's equalized, and I think part of that is the I think they do executions now just for the population control, because I mean, if you commit the wrong thing, they say they'll kill it like 4 generations, everyone related to you. If you have an executable offense, it goes to everybody, not just you, right? I was watching interviews with North Koreans, and that's what she said. I think she might be picking up on some mere rumor, though, because she could only speak up from how it was like when she was there. Although, you know, distrustful management. What do you think? Do you think North Korea is executing entire generations?
I don't know.
Family?
I think they want to. Actually, they have those concentration camps there. Lord only knows what the fuck they're doing.
Lord only knows. It's very secretive, right?
I mean, it's so secretive, dude.
You can't even... Actually, you can go anywhere you want. Apparently.
We should go up there and go wherever we want.
She was saying it's a happy, normal place. I mean, and then again, there's the... But if you don't have a happy normal time, you're just 4 generations.
Yeah. You don't want to be not having a happy normal time in North Korea. You want everything to be pretty chill.
Yeah. President Obama's going to hold a press conference.
Is he going to talk about these here old Russian hacks? So Russia hacked the DNC and the RNC and only released the DNC stuff.
You know, I think what might be happening right now is, I think this Putin-Russia thing with the election is a majorly important thing. And that the news makes it seem like just normal and unimportant, and that deniability that the incoming administration can just wave it away. I think I don't think that's going to happen.
That would just be fake news anyway. Anybody would report on something like that, that'd just be fake news.
Yeah. The funny thing is they're all going, haha, fake news, and tweeting, what is his name, Dan Rather? Who's the guy who fakes reports or whatever?
Oh, Bob Costas?
I was under fire when he wasn't. Whoever the fuck he was. It was major anchor. But it's like, gotcha, he was lying that one time.
Gotcha.
Now it's all fake now.
Gotcha.
So now we can just make any old thing. Free reign now, baby.
It really seems like...
That's what it is.
They're just making it up now.
That is the point of view that they have, is that, well... They're going to make stuff up and lie to me. Well, we're going to do it now. And we're going to be rubbing it in that we're making it up while we do it, and we don't care. And they're all having this gleeful little, not only shit doing, but they're really the ones, you know, eating the shit. This is what the Pope said, right? Fake news is eating shit.
Fake news. That's the fake news.
Okay.
What we're talking about here is real news.
Real News Network.
The big thing right now is to do those charts. It's the spectrum, with the axis, and where does the news stand in terms of fakeness and realness?
It was kind of right, I guess.
Depends on which one you look at. I don't see Chronicle.se at the middle of any of those.
We are a news. We aren't doing fake news either.
No, this is. We only do real news.
The Onion doesn't fit on there either.
Did you see they added
the Daily Show, right?
To
Daily Show to
Facebook lets people label stuff as fake news now.
Well, good for them.
You just, everybody votes whether it's fake or not. For real. That's like Reddit, kind of. I guess I lost two bits. Well, that's the old hate show. It just happened to be. Chronicle.se is probably like the Trojan Incorporated. Probably, yeah. Probably.